the news that's really been riveting the world is the disaster that's happened in Haiti and down in the Caribbean right now with the unbelievable news that's coming out with the earthquake that happened in that area. A lot of relief efforts going on there, and we wanted to touch base here on what's going on locally and how you can take part in things. Christy Beck joins us here with the Superior UP chapter of the American Red Cross. Good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning.
And Walt, you'd set this one up a little bit, so I'm not quite sure the direction we want to go, so I'll leave it in your capable hands.
Well, it was actually really a quick thing. It was a message that came across the desk yesterday that Christy was looking to do an interview to get the word out about local things that can be done here and how folks can help out. And basically, that's why she's here this morning, to get the word out. So let's go right from there. In terms of people wanting to help, what can they do?
The best thing they can do right now is just to donate funds, because the International Red Cross is actually in charge of the relief efforts. And so really, they're not asking for food or supplies or even volunteers right now. We have several trained American Red Cross people that could go over, but right now they're just asking for a lot of donations and a lot of funds. And it really goes a long way. Like, people may not think that, you know, $10 is a long way, but just from having people text Haiti to a number, we've raised over $3 million alone. So
we'll give you that number in just a second here. And this is going to sound bad to put it this way, but there's no, I mean, the truth is the truth. We're talking about a country that's very economically depressed going into this disaster. So a simple 10 bucks, quite honestly, to this part of the world does and can go a long, long way.
Yes, it's a huge deal. Most people don't even make $10 in one day there. So $10 is... will go a long, long way for these people.
And part of it also is that with the infrastructure or lack thereof, right now what you're trying to do is just basically load the accounts with the money that it's going to need down the road to get everything taken care of.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, so a lot of time there's, you know, you're looking for food donations, clothes donations. It's really kind of unknown right now what's going to be needed, isn't it?
Yes, it is unknown, and it's also, we're just not asking for those things right now because the American Red Cross doesn't really have a way to store all that stuff, and they're not really sure how they would get it down there, and so it's better off just to send the money, and then the Red Cross can go out and buy the things that they need to take down when they're capable of doing so.
Now, you said there's a way to do this by texting. I want you to run down what to do and what the number is and how it works. I mean, how does the money get through this way? So the number first here, so we have it.
The number is 90999.
Okay.
And you type in the word Haiti and text it, and then $10 will automatically be charged to your next phone bill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people have been asking, oh, well, this, you know, reliable, and it is, the Red Cross set it up, you know, the night after the earthquake happened. But there are a lot of other things that are not reliable. So if you don't hear anything specifically from the Red Cross or from other nonprofit organizations, don't believe them, because there's a lot of scams that are going on right now.
Yeah, I wanted to touch with you on that, because there are, and it's sick that this happens, but it does. And, the traditional groups such as yours are the ones that are really doing the work right now. So if it's an organization that you've never heard of before or something like that, you should probably throw a red flag at it, at least for a while.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
You said a lot of people are calling up and, you know, they want to donate time, canned goods, all that other good stuff. Not for this relief effort. However, since we've got you here in the studio, I want to remind folks too that with the American Red Cross, you're always looking for help around here too, so something like that would always be welcome, just not necessarily for this particular relief effort.
Correct. We're always looking for volunteers to donate their time, and that includes a variety of things, from spending time in the office to going out and helping people with fires or with national disasters. There are tons of ways that they can also volunteer to raise funds for us. Like, whatever people want to do, we usually let them do it, just because, you know, it's a good cause, and you never know when you might need the Red Cross at a local basis. Just last month alone, we helped 47 people that were fire victims in our 10 counties. And this month, we've already helped about 6 or 7 families with house fires. So it's a really good cause. And we really definitely need volunteers all year round, and not just for when disaster like major disasters strike like this, but and also just something too that I want to remind people is that even though a lot of people are donating money now to Haiti and to the disaster, it's going to be an ongoing thing. And so just something to think about, that even though we may forget about it in a couple of weeks, like those people are still going to be struggling and they're still going to need funds. So I mean, continual giving is important as well.
Well, I'm thinking too, and you were just talking about this a moment ago here, Walt, you're probably going to see things popping up in the next couple of weeks as far as fundraisers and things like that, which are all terrific things to do as far as the international level is concerned. But you know, the thrust of this portion of the conversation is to keep in mind that your work is also here.
Correct.
You know, so I mean, I know you and Stan were just talking a moment ago about upcoming things as far as this is concerned. But the American Red Cross, you know, we think of you internationally, of course, when major things like this happen. But the bulk of your work is done at the local level, is it not?
Yes, the bulk of our work is done at the local level. We teach a lot of community classes, which is an important part. But then we also help as many fire victims as we can, and we also do a lot of work with emergency communication for the armed forces, and so we're always looking for ways for people to get involved in one way or another.
Now, obviously, as we turn back to what's dominating the news now with this crisis in Haiti, the national or the international Red Cross is the coordinating agency. On a local level here, what can folks do?
The biggest thing is just to donate money right now. We don't really have a way to collect any other kind of donations, and we can't really send anybody out because it is an international thing. So the biggest thing that they can do is donate, and there's a couple different ways that you can donate. The first way is that you can call or you can text Haiti to the number 90999, and that'll automatically donate $10 to the fund, and then it'll show up on your next phone bill. Other ways that you can donate is that by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, and they'll kind of prompt you through a little thing to pay by credit card, or you can also go online to our website at www.redcross.org.